Welcome back to the Sports Drive. You're on ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. And joining the show is Brian Lester, sports writer for the Navarre Press and Santa Rosa Press Gazette. Brian, how are you doing today?
Hey, not too bad, Drew. How are you doing?
I am doing very well. Thank you for asking. So, UWF, the preseason poll comes out for the GSC, and they not only are expected to play well, even with the loss of Austin Reed, but they have a program record of 8 players in the GSC preseason all-conference team. A lot of expectations for the Argos, Brian, even though they do lose their star quarterback in Austin Reed.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, part of that is the reputation of the Argos, you know, what they've established, you know, over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, you know, winning the national championship and being there another time. And just the great players they produce. And, you know, I think the Argos are going to have a great team. You know, Austin Reed, obviously a big loss, but they obviously have the talent in place. If 8 guys are on that preseason list, you know, including those 2 receivers with Rembert and Durden. So I think big things are going to be expected. And, you know, it'll be a surprise if the GSC championship isn't decided by that game with South Austin UWF in November.
Yeah, I wonder if it'll be as high scoring as the one last year was. Probably not, but you never know. So they just had GSC Media Days, and going to talk about that here actually after we're done with our conversation. But to give listeners a little bit of a sneak peek, Coach Shinnick talked about the factor of playing on campus and the impact of that, Brian. What can you say the expectation may be or should be for fans who are looking to go to Penn Air Field and view games this year? There were 1,000 seats last year. They're going to have 4,000 permanent seats in for this year, and there's expected to be a lot of fans who are out there, whether it be tailgating or anything like that, but then also able to come out and enjoy the game on campus as opposed to at Blue Wahoo Stadium as it has been previously.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously Blue Wahoo Stadium had a, you know, had a great atmosphere to it. It was unique in Division II college football. I didn't get a chance to be at the game last year on campus because I was out of town, but just based on, you know, the pictures I saw and things like that and just some of the reaction of people, it seemed pretty positive. I think it's going to create a, you know, a pretty cool vibe being on campus. You know, the students should have more of a student presence because it is right on campus now. So that should be a big deal for the Argos to have that added support. And I think it's just going to, you know, I think the big thing is just that atmosphere. It's going to be a whole different feel to it, but I think it's going to be a great atmosphere for college football. I think the fans are going to be into it. They're going to be, you know, excited and up, and, you know, the players should be as well because now they don't have to, you know, go over to UWF on the bus. They can just, or go over to Blue Wahoo Stadium on the bus. They can, you know, get up in the morning and, you know, get ready for the game right on campus that day. So that saves some time, and I'm sure the players, in a sense, like that. So it should be interesting to see how it goes. I mean, that first game, you know, is only 4 or 5 weeks away, so the excitement is going to be building for it, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun to, you know, watch the Argos play at Penn Air Field all season.
Yeah, I think that, and you brought up an interesting point here where the players aren't going to have to take a bus in a way, and obviously it's in Pensacola, but to take that, you know, 20-minute, 25-minute drive down to Blue Wahoo Stadium, not that it feels like an away game, but it doesn't really feel like a home game. You have the fans there and everything like that, but from a logistical standpoint, with more students on campus, the hope that Will Kennedy and the broadcast booth will actually be at midfield as opposed to in the corner, and that fans can enjoy a game day type of feel on campus, it makes sense, Brian, as to why the fans should be more excited maybe about this season than any of the other ones so far, just from a vibe perspective, as you outlined.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it is, you know, that, and especially with it now being the first full season where the games are being played on campus, that's going to add even more to it, you know, because this is the first full season where the Argos are on campus every single home game. And I think it's something that your fans are going to get used to. I think they're going to, you know, enjoy it. I mean, like I said before, you know, Blue Wahoo Stadium was great when it was there, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think the atmosphere will continue to build as the years go forward, but especially, you know, this year with it starting off now.
So you got a feature story on Terrence Marshall from Navarre. He looks about as good as advertised. What has impressed you about Terrence over the course of, you know, the 7-on-7 game earlier in the summer with the Escambia?
Yeah, you know, Terrence has, you know, definitely gotten bigger. He's gotten faster. You know, he's gotten stronger, you know, but that comes with being a year older. And, you know, now is going into his second year of varsity football. And Terrence is one of those guys who's just going to make the big plays. You know, you throw the ball up, he's a guy that's going to find a way to make the catch, you know, whether it's, you know, right in his hands or he has to make it, you know, jump over a defender to get it. He's going to find a way to get that football. And, you know, Terrence is going to be such a big part of that Navarre offense this year. And I think, you know, he's going to have, he had a breakout year last year, you know, as a sophomore. He's going to be even better this year.
Talk about a lot of local players committing as well. I mean, we've got a number of players who are obviously still in high school, but they're committing to schools around the country. And, you know, it's not just like, you know, smaller schools. These are bigger Division I schools that not only these guys are committing to, Brian, but we've got interest from programs, big-time programs in Pensacola's area high schools. What can you say about the talent level that we've got here currently with the high school football teams?
Yeah, I mean, there's talent all over the Pensacola area, you know, from Pensacola, you know, all the way out to Navarre. You know, guys committing at different programs. You know, Milton has a couple with Emery Williams and Raymond Cottrell, and I think Colby Howard from Catholic, you know, I know he's, you know, getting a lot of attention. Terrence Marshall, he's getting attention. You know, Florida State and Tennessee are both schools that have shown interest in him. So, you know, there's just a lot of talent in this area. And, you know, on any given Friday night this fall, you know, there's going to be Division I talent on that football field on one of the sidelines and more than likely on both.
Absolutely spectacular stuff. We're looking forward to that here. And, you know, now it's just the next couple of weeks here. Pine Forest, real quick, Brian, it has got a lot of the hype, obviously. They were ranked by Max Preps as a top 100 team in the country, and even though Pine Forest isn't necessarily your neck of the woods, I mean, obviously, being around the area, you know about Pine Forest, and that. Is there any team that has been, I guess, as hyped up as Pine Forest have been with that top 100 ranking in the nation as Pine Forest has been in your time in covering Pensacola and Navarre and here in the Panhandle?
You know, I know for a while Escambia was in that mix, you know, being one of the top, you know, programs. Navarre has been, you know, state ranked in past years, especially when they had Michael Carter. But I think Pine Forest, you know, especially what they did last year, you know, nearly winning that championship, you know, coming so close and being the state runner-up, and what I've heard, they've got most of their team back, so that ranking is well deserved for them. And I think they're probably one of the most hyped-up teams in recent years. And you know, it's going to be interesting to see how they handle now those expectations, because they have been to the state championship game, and you know, you expect them to get back, and I'm sure they believe they will get back. And the interesting thing is, Pine Forest comes to Navarre and week two, so you know, that's going to be a good test for Navarre to see what kind of football team they are, because when you play a team like Pine Forest, you're going to be able to measure yourself real quick.
The trade deadline is about as crazy as, you know, as it ever has been, you know, with Juan Soto going to the Padres and all those other things, but not necessarily affecting the Wahoos, the trade deadline, but they did make some transactions, Brian. One of the big ones is getting Nassim Nunez, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. If not, I apologize. But he was promoted up to the Blue Wahoos, number 17 prospect in the Marlins farm system. What should fans, you know, in your opinion, expect maybe from Nunez? I feel like it's a little bit of the same as everything. It's like, look, this is one of the top prospects in the system. Pensacola's done a really good job of developing these guys, and it should be fun while he's here, at least, to enjoy Nunez playing in a Blue Wahoos uniform.
Yeah, I mean, looking just at what he's done, you know, in the Midwest League while he was in Beloit, I mean, he's obviously shown why he is considered, you know, one of the best prospects, you know, in baseball. And you know, the Marlins obviously have a good one in Nunez, and you know, fans have already been treated to, you know, having Yuri Perez here this season and watching him pitch, and now Nunez coming out and getting to play up in Pensacola. I'm sure he's gonna live up to the hype, because as you, like you said, you know, Pensacola does a good job developing those guys when they're here. And we've seen a lot of guys from Pensacola go on to the big leagues. And I'm sure, you know, Nunez is going to be one of those next guys up here in the next, you know, couple years.
He's Brian Lester of the Navarre Press and Santa Rosa Press Gazette. Appreciate the time, Brian. As always, you have a good one. We'll talk to you here soon.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me, Drew.